Welcome to the Your Courageous Life podcast, where we discuss psychology and tools to help you create better habits, cultivate discipline, and live with courage, aka grit and emotional resilience. I'm your host, Kate Swoboda. Learn more about my books and get additional resources at yourcourageouslife.com. And now, here's today's episode. All right, today's episode is probably going to be a little short and sweet, but essentially I wanted to do an episode that is kind of a round robin on mentalities that you need to release to stop holding yourself back. And my hope is that this is something that you bookmark, you pull it up, and you play it anytime you're like, okay, I need a reset. I'm struggling. I'm considering giving up on a goal or something that's important to me, and I need to keep these specific things in mind. Okay, so these are the ways that people hold themselves back. They're some parts action, some parts mentality, or the way that they think of themselves or the world. And when you shift these, a lot of things get moving. So, first thing, neglecting self-care. And I'm sorry if you think I'm a basic bitch by like, oh God, self-care, I know. But like, let's be real. If you are neglecting basic self-care, you are holding yourself back. If you're not setting yourself up to get enough sleep, if you never eat a vegetable, if you don't drink enough water, if you don't get any downtime and it's always work, 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 if you do not get any exercise in particular, and especially if the exercise is not consistent, if it's like you can do it consistently for a month and then you quit and then you come back a couple months later, like, of course, all effort leads somewhere. And of course, I always want to support any effort that anyone makes. I'm the person I think 5 minutes is better than no minutes, but you've got to put the time into basic self-care. Neglecting basic self-care, you're holding yourself back. Period. You will not function as well. You will not live as happy of a life. This is a kind of cut the shit. Let's be real. Neglecting basic self-care, not good for you. And whatever goes into your personal kind of basic self-care, add it in, right? Like if you know you need to be doing those PT stretches that your physical therapist told you about, and you haven't been doing it, you need to do it. You need to do it. If you know that you need to cut down on sugar, you need to do it. You need to do it. I mean, what do you, like, nobody's going to like come up with an alternate set of rules for reality where you as a human don't have limitations or you as a human are not negatively impacted by too much sugar or lack of sleep or not getting exercise. Like, you're in this human meat suit, all right? You need basic self-care. So stop holding yourself back. Really want you to get it today that if you neglect these things, you hold yourself back. Nobody else does it for you. You hold yourself back. Basic self-care. All right. Next thing. Dissatisfaction with anything that is less than perfect. And you might think to yourself, oh, I don't have that problem. I'm a go with the flow chick or whatever your view of yourself is. But this is one that I think everyone can find some kind of a place where when things are less than perfect, when they don't go the way that we think they should, and this is things as in life, this is things as in decisions made at your job, this is things as in what your kid's doing that you wish they'd stop doing, this is your partner, your friend, whatever it might be, this could be getting injured. Really going down a hole where you are dissatisfied and the thing that happened is impacting your life to such a degree that you are dissatisfied because it isn't perfect, it isn't better, it holds you back. And this is the bucket of cold water that I gotta say has landed on my own head. Every single time I am going down a rabbit hole of how I want to change my life, but this and this and this happened that was really frustrating. And if it hadn't happened that way, then maybe things would, it's like my coach, he just started calling me out like crazy on that. Like, hello, life. Again, it's kind of like what I said about you're this human meat suit and you're not going to create an alternate reality where you don't need the basic self-care. Guess what? This is the human experience. None of us are going to create an alternate reality where things never happen that challenge us or that we wish would be different. We will always have some level of wishing that something could be better or different, or recognizing that in a perfect world, an ideal world, or even if just people did what they said they'd do, it would be better. It ain't, though. So watch where your dissatisfaction goes when things are less than perfect, because when you get looped into that dissatisfaction, it holds you back. Next thing, it's related, but a little different. You hold yourself back when you focus on the negative or what could go wrong. And by negative, I mean something as simple as you're considering doing something you would want to do. Start the business, write the book, do the marathon, go after the goal, learn the language, live in a foreign country for a temporary period, whatever the thing is that's the thing you would want. You know, go meet the love of your life, start a family, da da da. But you cut yourself off from the get-go going, well, but I don't know if I could do that. How do you know? You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. So focusing on the negative, focusing on what could go wrong, focusing on what you don't know, focusing on the skill you don't have yet, focusing on how hard it will be. I'd love to get a new job, but the job market is so terrible. Yes, it is, but every day somebody gets a new job. I don't want to live here anymore, but interest rates are really, really high, so I can't buy a new house. Well, I don't know. Could you? I don't know. Maybe you could actually buy a new house. Maybe you could actually rent out your house and go rent a house in an area you want to live in, and maybe then you'd never even have to deal with interest rates. I mean, you know, I don't know, but what I do know is that a focus on the negative, on what could go wrong, on what isn't available to you yet, focusing on that holds you back. Be aware of it, because those challenges will be risks or challenges that have to be mitigated against, but over-focus on it, you're holding yourself back. Next thing, allowing little inconveniences as an excuse to skip the work. And this is one that I have to remind myself of when I'm resistant to actually sitting down and staying consistent and following through and doing the thing that I said I was going to do. Oh, I'm just kind of tired. It's cold. It's just like it just gets old after a while, right? Like when we allow little inconveniences to become justifications or excuses for skipping out on doing the thing we said we'd do, we're holding ourselves back. Nobody else is doing it. Nobody else is deciding that, oh, it's too cold, so that's why I can't go do that workout. Nobody else is deciding, well, I'm too tired in the morning, so that's why I can't paint. Nobody else is deciding, well, you know, a half hour isn't really enough time for me to fully feel like I get enough time to myself, so I might as well, instead of using this half hour to like read a book or do something just for myself, I'll go clean the kitchen. Nobody else is deciding that. Allowing the little inconveniences as an excuse to not do something that you need to do for self-care, that you want to do something that's a goal of yours this year, to not be consistent, to not follow through, you're holding yourself back. Next one, surrounding yourself with people who won't support you. And this goes a couple of different ways with holding yourself back. First, there's the obvious way. Surrounding yourself with people who won't support you, meaning that they're negative, that they are the ones who bring up how hard it's going to be and why it's a bad economy or the job market sucks or it's impossible to do this or they know five people who tried that and didn't work out for them. Like, obviously, that is a form of holding yourself back if you continue to make the choice to be in the presence of people who do that. There's one other way, though. That surrounding yourself with people who don't support you is a form of holding yourself back. It's the people who, when you are tempted to give up, say, you know what, you did your best. And that is a hard pill to swallow, because we all want those people in our corner who are going to go, you know what, I'm proud of you. You did your best. I'm glad you tried. But you need to make sure you get your crew really clear about what you're trying to do, especially if you're going after a big goal. Because it will hold you back if you say to yourself, you know what, I'm not going to do it after all. And people are like, oh yeah, you know, I mean, it's good that you tried. No, talk to your crew at the outset of anything that you want to do and say, you know what, I'm probably going to come to you at some point in the next couple of months. And I'm going to be like, I don't know why I even decided I was going to do this. And when that happens, I need you to actually say to me, hey, you told me. So don't shoot the messenger, because you told me to be the messenger of this message. You told me that if I try to give up, to tell me, hey, don't give up on yourself. It's just a bad week. Start again next week. Don't give up. So surrounding yourself with people who don't support you can happen on the negative end of things, but it can also happen on the quote unquote positive end of things. People who enable you to sell yourself short are not actually supporting you. And I gotta say, my husband is involved in men's groups, and one of the most powerful things that his men's group does with him is, I mean, they're very no bullshit with each other. And if anybody sets a goal and then tries to say later, well, you know, I don't know, they require that person to do like a full debrief. Like, what happened? Why are you thinking of quitting? Are you sure? Is there a way to think outside the box? Is this what you actually want? Is there this other possibility over here? Could you take a break and then pick it back up tomorrow? You know, like they'll do that. And I think that is amazing. And I'm like, that's who I want in my corner. I want the people who are going to go, are you sure? Because that is support, actually. It's not supportive to let a friend quit on themselves. Last thing, stop holding yourself back by waiting to decide or waiting for the right timing. Stop it. There is no right timing. There is not. This is your life, and you don't know how long you'll be alive. How's that for right timing? I'm sitting here recording this podcast episode, and it is just as possible that a week from now I could be dead as it is for you or anybody else. Stop waiting for right timing. Stop waiting to decide. Make the decision. Do you want this for your life or don't you? If you do, quit fucking around. Super simple. If you want it for your life, try to make it happen. It will be messy. It will be hard. It will not be easy. It will also be glorious. Again, don't focus on the negative. The messy, hard piece is there. Don't focus on it though. Because it will be glorious, because you will really discover what you're capable of. And it will be so worth it to have gone after something that matters to you, and you don't want to look back on your life with regrets. You don't want to look back on your life and realize, you know what, I could have done that whole time. I thought of that so many times during COVID. How many times did I tell myself it wasn't the right time to travel? And then international borders get shut down. So stop holding yourself back by waiting to decide. Stop holding yourself back by thinking you're gonna find the right timing. You're not. There's now, and then there's now, and then there's now, and then there's now. So get after it. All right, that's today's episode of the Your Courageous Life podcast. Thank you for listening. To dive in deeper and continue the work, head on over to yourcourageouslife.com. See you there.